Hey, AfterBuzzers, you are watching the Sexy Outlander After Show, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sexy Outlander After Show. Is it hot in here, or is it just Claire and Jamie?
I think it's just Claire and Jamie.
Yeah.
I'm blushing.
So. We are discussing episode 6, A Malcolm. I'm Emily Harlan. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at OMG. It's MLE. And here are my co-hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson. Happy to be back. And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson.
Hey, everyone. I'm Rachel Goodman. And you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman.
All right.
Sorry, yeah. Marvin Gaye's going. I'm thinking about the, 40 minutes of sex that we got tonight, and I'm just in a happy place.
I know. It was a great episode. I felt like we missed this, right? Like, this connection, yes, of Claire and Jamie.
Yeah.
So happy. So before we just dive in and break it all down, because it was an extended episode today, what were your first thoughts on the whole episode?
When I saw it was extended, I kind of figured what we were going to get. But I don't know. I kind of thought it was interesting how the beginning, anyway, they took from Jamie's perspective. Mm-hmm, and we got to see the papers falling. And yeah, I thought it was kind of nice how they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great, especially after having a week off. This is the episode that, you know, everyone's been waiting for them to be reunited. So it definitely lived up to all of the expectations. And I know that there's secrets going on, and I just can't wait to dive in and figure out what's happening.
Yeah, I know. I felt like there was so much that happened in this episode. You know, there were like a lot of layers to it, but just starting from the beginning, I did like how they did it from Jamie's point of view. It was kind of nice to see that leading up. And we also got a couple of little bits of information there. We were introduced to the character Madame Jean, is that how you say her name? Jean?
I'm really bad at the French accent.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what we're going to go with.
I'm not even going to describe. It's going to sound terrible.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably not even pronouncing it right. But just seeing her and seeing, like, the printing process that Jamie was going through and kind of where he's at in life right now. Did you guys have any thoughts with, like, that open and just kind of seeing him working? And
so, first of all, this is kind of jumping ahead a little bit,
okay,
but I was a little confused when he was talking to Fergus, and Fergus was basically saying, did you tell her about you-know-who? And I don't know, I wasn't sure if he meant he was married again, or
I think that's part of the mystery, because a lot of people on Twitter and everything who've been commenting, people who've read the books, it's like, oh, good job, you know, young Ian, you didn't spill the beans. So clearly there's more to Jamie's story, and he said he had to find legal advice to see, you know, what's happening. So that does make me think that he is probably married for business reasons. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to find out and see how that kind of unfolds.
I did love the beginning in his perspective. I loved seeing his life, and I loved watching him doing the printing press stuff, because especially in the after with the producers and stuff, they were like, he was really doing that. He had to go to printing school and learn how to use an old school printing press. So that's really cool that, you know, he was in there doing all that and printing out papers. I was like, okay, like, we've seen Claire's life.
Yeah.
So, and we've seen the bad in Jamie's life. So it was nice to see some good in his life and see that he's, you know, established himself. He's made a business. He's, you know, got the tools, and he's living a goodish life right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially compared with how we saw him in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He seemed like he's finally found his peace. Even though there are certain things he didn't like about his life, he was still accepting of it now. And he seemed like he had a lot more energy.
Yes.
And that he was just going to keep on doing everything.
Yeah. I thought it was cool to see, like you said, the printing process and how that worked back then, you know, because I had no idea, you know, like what he was doing. I'm like, oh, that's really cool to see. But also I like to see how they shown kind of like the evolution of the characters and even like his wardrobe, you know, the hat he was wearing. And I guess also that depends on where they're at that time. But I liked kind of seeing that new aspect of his life and how he sees the sign and he's like polishing the sign. You could tell that he takes a lot of pride in what he does. Right. So that was cool. But we also see that it seems like he's getting into some trouble or at least doing some things that maybe he shouldn't be doing or that are against the law with those papers that he was printing. And he gave them to, what was it, Leslie and Hayes, I think, were the two guys that came in. And the papers about treason. So I feel like that's kind of like Jamie, though, right? Always has his hand in, like, something that is, you know, kind of pushing the boundary a little
bit. He's a true entrepreneur. He's never just doing what you think he's doing. He's got his hands dabbled in a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So I love to see that, you know, he's doing his printing press stuff, but then also remembering that it's still Jamie, and there's still a little bit of a rebel in him. So, of course, he's going to be doing something that's not exactly above the law standards.
Yeah.
And we actually have a couple of comments in the chat, too.
Yeah.
So Denise Wells says, so much more to Jamie's story. And Eric Jackson says, printing the directions, the name was cool. I think in the beginning where they were listing the credits, I liked that, too.
Yeah, I feel like they always do really unique things like that, that kind of, you know, show what's going to happen that episode or just try to tie in kind of cool things in the beginning that I always look for. I think that's kind of unique with that show. But, okay, so then Jamie faints. Then he wakes up and he sees Claire. So how did you guys feel kind of about their, like, their initial time together? Like, their initial, like, interaction, I guess.
I was a lot more impressed by how they handled it than what I thought they were going to do.
Yeah.
I thought they were just going to jump to the sex scenes.
Me too. That's what I was waiting for. I'm like, come on. All right. Yeah. It's been long enough.
But I love how they handled it, that they didn't just jump to that, that they did kind of let them tie up their loose ends and let them talk. Mm-hmm. And I love how it was drawn out, too.
Yeah.
That it kind of kept up the tension, even though they were back together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that he, you know, that they didn't just jump straight to the sex, like you said, and it gave them the time to take things slow, and you could feel throughout the episode, it's like, okay, when is it going to happen? Is it going to happen now? Is it going to happen now? And but they had to relearn each other. They were so shy and scared talking that it really reminded me of the wedding episode and how, you know, afraid they were of each other in that moment, too.
Yeah.
Here they are, two people who haven't seen each other in 20 years, and all of a sudden you see each other and you can't just go right back to how things were. It is going to be awkward and kind of unusual at first. I love that when he's trying to take off his pants, he's like, can you do mine? He's like, well, I am your wife, so I've seen it before.
Yeah, totally. You know,
so it's those little moments that made it really fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that speaks a lot to Sam and Katrina as actors, too, because that was so believable for us as viewers, right? Like, seeing them, like, oh, we don't really know each other that well, you know, and kind of trying to fumble their way through their relationship.
I mean, he asked permission to kiss her.
I know!
Which was the cutest thing in the world.
That was really cute.
It was the cutest thing.
My husband was watching with me, and his comment was, wow, he's such a gentleman.
Oh, Jamie Frazier. I know. Just giving us boyfriend goals, our husband goals, every episode.
But I think what I especially liked about it was that they didn't just, like, they've had, the last 20 years, they've had images of each other in their minds, and it's almost like they're both kind of like, especially to Jamie, Claire's kind of like a ghost to him, so they are relearning each other, and it's how they imagined each other, now they're actually in each other's presence, and they have to kind of reestablish a relationship, a physical relationship with the person who they may or may not remember a certain way after 20 years.
Yeah. And I thought it was nice to, you know, not to bring Frank into all of this, because this is Jamie and Claire's episode, right? I get it. But I thought it was nice to kind of see Claire's character, like, excited with a man, you know? And I know for the longest time she didn't have that with Frank for obvious reasons, and we've already gone over that in the past couple weeks, but I just liked kind of seeing her, like, excited and kind of, like, giddy with Jamie, so that was nice. Okay, but then I kept waiting for the four words, you have a daughter, right? I'm like, when is that going to happen? So finally, Claire shows him the photos, which totally didn't register to me that he wouldn't know what a photograph is, right?
Yeah, I love
how they handled that.
Yeah, that was so cute, just kind of seeing that. It's like, oh, yeah, we're back in a different time now.
And can we talk about how he puts his glasses on to look at those photos? Yes. Because, holy crap, you thought Jamie was hot before, and then he puts on these little tiny monocle things, and you're like, yes, daddy.
Yeah.
Pull me, spank me, like, pull my hair. What is it? Choke me, spank me, pull my hair. Yeah, oh, daddy.
It was just funny that they're both insecure for different reasons, too.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I did love that. And it was like, I was thinking, Jamie is never not attractive, right? Even mm-hmm. when he was, like, going through his, like, grizzly phase, he's, like, living in a cave. I'm like, he's still hot.
He's still
like,
daddy.
I know, that man. Okay. It's getting hot. Guys. We need that Marvin Gaye music now. okay, so Brianna, going back to Brianna. How funny was it when he was like, that's an awful name?
For a lass.
Yeah. All I'm thinking is, she did it because of your dad.
I know. And then after she explains it, he's kind of like, oh, okay. Like, you could kind of see that sentiment. But I thought that was super funny. And just kind of seeing his, like, emotion towards Brianna and kind of just, like, seeing her grow up, I thought was so sweet. And at the same time, kind of heartbreaking because, mm-hmm. you know, he wasn't there for any of that, yeah. right?
And to know that Frank raised her mm-hmm. and to know, you know, with, you know, everything that he went through in the past yeah. with Jack Randall and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm just in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to realize that the person who you hated most in the world, his twin raised your daughter,
yeah.
but he seemed okay with it. I was just scared that it was going to be a trigger for him yeah. and he's going to go into a dark space again, but I'm mm-hmm. glad he didn't.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to hear more of the struggle she went through with Frank, too. Like, I wanted her to tell Jamie more of that, because she just kind of played it off, like it wasn't, like, yeah, they weren't happy, but she didn't really get into it.
Yeah.
And I really want to see that conversation, so yeah. I was a little disappointed with that,
yeah.
but still glad that Jamie got to see the pictures.
Right. I kind of felt like what you were thinking, how it would kind of trigger him, like when he kind of had to step back, I didn't know which direction it was going to go in. Was it going to go into him like, oh, God, this is so great? Or was it going to go into kind of that, like, emotional breakdown moment? Mm-hmm. So I was glad to see that. And also the mention of Frank. It would have been nice for them to dive in a little bit, but maybe they'll kind of take that on
baby
another
steps.
Yeah. Maybe just baby steps for now. But I did like that she kind of said a nice thing about Frank. I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something like, you know, we were happy raising a kid together. So, I mean, yeah. whatever it was. I thought that was a nice little,
she
like...
said he was a great father for
yeah.
Brianna. He loved her. And,
yeah.
you know, to know that your daughter was taken care of, especially by another man when you couldn't be there.
Right.
You know, has to say a lot. And then, of course, he understands this plight because of William.
Yeah. I know.
They had to get to at some point. The whole time, I'm like, okay, now tell her.
I
tell her now.
Yeah.
Tell her now.
And, of course, I had a little picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was really cool just to kind of see that open communication right from the beginning. I didn't know if he was going to maybe, like, hold that back because it was with somebody else. But I also thought Claire handled it well. You could kind of see that shock on her face, you know, and then that kind of that realization of, oh, yeah, I know that you did have a life, you mm-hmm. know, these past 20 years or however long it's been. So that was nice of him to kind of introduce Willie to her.
We have a couple more
comments.
Sure. So, first of all, Denise says, haha, he's still daddy.
Yes, Denise. Yes. Jamie equal daddy.
Mrs. Zombie Mummy says, I have a degree in printmaking and Sam was legit using the press properly.
Wow.
Nice.
That's cool. Good job, Sam.
Yeah, good to know if those daddy. Classes paid off.
And then yeah, we have Denise right. saying, I don't need any more Frank, all Jamie, all the time.
All right, girl. We hear you. We hear you.
Ditto.
Yes. Okay, so anything else with that kind of initial scene with them before we move on?
Just a really funny part about Jordy not knowing what an orgy is.
Yeah.
Or did the word orgy mean something
oh
else
my God.
Back in the 1700s? Because a guy with his pants down isn't exactly an
yeah.
orgy.
That's also why I thought Jamie was remarried. Because the way he was acting wasn't
right.
just like he caught him with a female. It was like he caught him breaking his marriage vows.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and he said something, too, now that I think about it. I don't remember exactly, but it was like unlawful. Or he used like a word like that,
yeah.
which made me think also mm-hmm. that Jamie better not be married. But maybe, I don't know. But, and then, of course, Jordy had to come in when they were like just about to kiss. There was like that tension. And I was like, here it is. And then Jordy had to ruin it. I'm like, come on, man. Let's have some better timing. But okay. So then moving on, they're at some sort of like farmer's market. And I thought it was, right? Is that what it's called? A farmer's market? I don't
some
know.
Some kind of market, I guess.
I'm not sure if they called it that necessarily, but it was the same premise. It
you get what
like
I mean?
The
yeah.
town, local
yeah.
town square where everyone's out selling things.
There
so
we
yes.
go. There we go.
It's a little, farmer. It's
a market. market?
Yeah. Farmers market.
Farmers, maybe. I don't know. Okay, good. We're going to go with it. But I really liked how she said Prince Charles disguised himself as a woman to escape.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting, and I'm sure that's historically correct. They wanted to just throw that in there. But yeah, that was super cool to hear and kind of wrap that character up for Jamie, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. And then we run into the older Fergus.
Yay!
Fergus is back!
At first, I had no idea that that's who that was until, of course, they said the name, but then they showed his hand.
Yeah.
It got me, because I knew they had cast an older Fergus, but the m'lady, when he said that, it actually sounded like young Fergus for a second. I was like, wait, is it the same Fergus? I got so confused for a second because the voice just sounded similar when they said that one word. And it just brought so much joy to my heart because, not that I forgot about Fergus, but I was so involved in Claire and Jamie's reunion that I forgot she would also be reuniting with all these other characters who were still around.
Yeah. Murtaugh, where are you at? Because I'm still waiting for that.
Everyone should be like, hey, Murtaugh was in the Americas. Did you see him there? Yeah. Oh, in the Americas at, like, a different time.
I love how she's like, yeah, well, I'm sort of telling the truth.
Yeah. I know. That was really cool to see Fergus. And same thing, like, I wasn't thinking with all the time jump, you know, it's just you're not used to seeing him 20 years later. So I thought that was really cool. And I'm hoping that his character is going to be, you know, a bigger part in this season. So that was really cool. And then we go into a bar. Jamie takes Claire into a bar where there's some girl that's mad because she got her elbow licked
by Willoughby
and didn't get any payment. And it was like, again, all these little things that they kind of like threw back to remind you of the time you're in, you know, like, oh, he was allowed to rub my elbow and, you know, he didn't pay me for it. It's like, oh my God, what? So that was just kind of interesting to see.
It just makes you think about the times that we're in today where someone licking an elbow compared to some of the stuff that's been in the news recently that people are doing.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, oh, you look weirdo, get away from me. Like, there's much bigger offenses that someone could do, but for this time.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that she's supposed to get paid and they had agreed on him rubbing her elbow, which, what kind of freaky things is he into? Elbows? And he's like, oh, let me rub your elbow, and then he goes in for a lick. This guy, I cannot wait to get to know this guy.
I know.
Because he's a freak.
Yeah,
He's into some dirty stuff in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And I hope we get to see it.
Yeah,
not just in the bedroom, apparently.
Yeah. All over the place, yeah. Well, and I'm hoping that we're going to learn more about his character because it did seem like he and Jamie had some sort of connection outside of that, right? They said, like, he
is an associate.
And
everyone's an associate because when you're in a business that's not exactly following all the rules of the law, everyone becomes an associate. Do you ever notice that in movies when it's like, oh yeah, like, this is my business partner when you're doing lawful things, but oh, this is a business associate. Clearly you're doing something.
Or she's my client.
Yeah, that's one too. Client. Associate and client. So Willoughby is an associate or a client. And then we also are introduced to another character, Sir Percival Turner, who seems like he's not a very nice guy. But yeah, all these people, I feel like we're being introduced to this episode. We're learning like just a little bit of all of them, but I feel like there's so much more that's going on behind the scenes that Jamie's involved with that we did not find out this episode, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that because it gives me a little bit of anxiety to know that he's kind of mixing it up a little bit, Jamie. Typical.
Well, and he even kind of hinted at this by saying, I'm not the same man that you once knew.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of sounds like it's beyond even what he's admitted to her, too.
Yeah.
About the alcohol.
Right. That's what I was just going to say. So he did admit to alcohol smuggling, but there's also something else that has to be going on, right?
Yeah, because if you even think back to the opening scene of him getting ready and Madame French lady, whose name I'm not going to try and say, is, you know, helping him get dressed. And she says something about, like, oh, well, maybe it's just the touch of a woman that you need, kind of thing. You know, their relationship is clearly something's going on there. And the way she treated Claire, finding out that she's the wife, was very, like,
so awkward.
How dare you step in on my man?
Right.
So there's all these little hints that are laid throughout the episode that I'm sure book readers are listening to this and laughing hysterically at us for being not being able to connect the dots right now.
I know.
But I promise it will come eventually.
Yes, we will get it, I promise. Okay, so then next scene, I guess, we go into the brothel. So this is where we see Madame French Lady again, being all mean to Claire, and kind of, but I liked how Claire kind of dealt with it there, where she didn't cower in front of her. She kind of like gave her the stare down too, like, you know, I'm supposed to be here. And I loved how Jamie introduced Claire as his wife and Madame Malcolm. I thought that was really sweet to kind of show her, like, no, this is my woman, you know.
Yeah. It cool. reminded me of Lahiri back from like season one, when, you know, she was like all jealous and she wanted, because her and Jamie had that whatever going on, but Jamie was clearly into Claire, and then once they got together, Claire kind of had to, you know, not, you know, like, mark her territory in some sort of way, and come in and be like, okay, I understand something's going on here, I don't know what it is, but I'm the head bitch in charge now, so,
yeah, like, so step back.
So step back.
It's interesting, too, because when, I think this is, goes back to Willoughby, too, when Claire was about to introduce herself, Jamie made sure that she introduced herself as his wife. So he's very open about this.
He stopped her from saying Randall. Frasier. Yeah, he stopped her from saying... Well, actually, I think she almost said Randall.
She did.
And he corrected her to Malcolm.
Yeah.
Which...
Well, I'm just wondering if he's being so open about, this is my wife, but if there's something, if there's another woman, is that kind of...
Let's think about it. He's not introducing her to very prominent, dignitary people. Yeah. He's introducing her to, like, a drunk
his
at a bar.
Associates.
His associates. And, like, the clients. Woman who leads a brothel.
Right.
So
Who's also in on some of his stuff,
so he hasn't exactly gone to any reputable sources to introduce her yet. He's kept her in these sort of very not legit way, like, people, you know?
That makes
sense. He's not introducing her to, he's not going up to, like, Ginny being like, hey, Claire's back. He introduced her to Fergus, but then, you know, Ian comes along, has no idea.
Yeah.
So he's being very strategic about where he's taking her for now, which just in my head is reminding me of so many F-boys that, you know, like, I'm just, like, living my PTSD
Red flag.
He's not introducing you to all the friends. It's just these sneaky characters he's introducing you to. This is flag number one, Claire. Run. But when he looks like that, how do you run? I don't know.
Yeah, no chance.
Here's the thing, though. It could still get back to people. And just the fact that he's walking around openly introducing her as his wife makes me think that there isn't anyone else. But what Fergus said does make it seem like there's another wife out there, and that he wants to handle it.
But it could be that she's just not here in this town. There's someone back at Ginny's house. There's someone back there. And so look at it. He has a cot at his business. He lives in a brothel. That's the signs of someone who has not laid down roots right here.
Yeah.
That's someone who travels a lot for business. And so maybe when he's in town for business, he's like, oh, I'll be cheap and just stay here. But then he goes back home to his family that's living somewhere else.
Oh, gosh.
So he can openly have one life in the city and another life in the country. Yeah. Look, guys, I've dealt with a lot of this. I have been the secret girlfriend. I am not here for this, okay?
Jamie, don't let us down.
Oh, my God. Faith in my Jamie, but I'm just saying everything's lining up as him being not a dignified person.
It's a little sketchy. It's a little sketchy right now, not gonna lie.
Sketchy right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have a couple comments.
Okay.
Okay, so Kay Rancine says, I think the madam had hopes, since Jamie never made himself of use of the ladies. She would like to have a good man like him. Mm-hmm. Denise says, oh, don't even bring up Lahiri, that's what I meant.
I know, I'm sad that I even mentioned her, but the madam just reminded me of her.
Yeah.
Because she's thirsty for Jamie.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it, totally.
And then, also, Denise says, oh, have you read the books?
No.
No.
I haven't.
I haven't either.
But it's on my reading list, guys. Yeah. I promise you. Like, I have the first book, and I'm going to open it. It's just going to take me a while to catch up to where we are in the show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe you're on to something. Maybe that's why she said it.
Maybe, I'm just saying.
Real
life.
Oh, no. I know. It always comes back. Okay. Okay, good to know. We're on the right path. Okay, so let's just talk about, while we're in it, that Jamie lives in a brothel for now, and Claire's reaction to that.
Yeah.
So let's put ourselves in Claire's position.
I would not walk into that room with him.
Really? Are you like, what would you do? Like, Just not even stay? Just be like, see you later, Jamie.
Well, okay, so first of all, what was he thinking? Okay, this is what I don't understand. He goes, can I kiss you? So he's very gentlemanly about that. But then he takes her to a brothel, and he doesn't realize that she's going to have an issue with that. That, to me, he should have recognized that any woman is not going to like that very much. And I feel like Claire handled that pretty calmly compared to what most people would do in that situation.
I think that his intentions were well meant, and if this is where he legitimately lives and this is where he has to take her to because it's either that or the cot in the shop, I understand why he took her to this place. I also understand that it's been 20 years since they've seen each other, and Claire knowing that she was going back to Jamie and Jamie just having Claire arrive, like, Claire had time to process the fact that she was going to see this person. Jamie didn't have that time to process. He just saw her fainted, and then all of a sudden he's like figuring out what to do throughout the day as he's going on, because clearly he's lived his life. So while I do think that Claire walking into the room, I'd be a little like, okay, what's going on? Why are we here? Why do you have a room here? I just don't think I would have been as judgy, because again, I've had time to process the fact that I'm gonna see you, and Jamie's like, so this is where I live. And if Claire's coming back to him, she has to be open to the fact that things aren't going to be the same. She's accepting him as he is with the life that he's lived, and maybe find out the full story before getting like, why do you live here? Are you sleeping with everyone?
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, so what's the story here?
Yeah.
But see,
what's new?
But see, I think he should have explained that first. And someone even made the comment that there was a bed back at the printing shop. He could have just, I mean,
he did say that they needed a hot meal, and he couldn't provide that to her at the print shop.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have ate at the bar that Willoughby was at, but I mean, with girls getting offended over licking an elbow, I wouldn't want to stay there either.
Yeah, well, and apparently he said something like, bar food isn't like really great, or he doesn't have a lot of fat on him because he eats bar food or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So apparently it's not good at the bar anyway. But I thought, you know, same thing where it's like he hasn't had time to figure out like, okay, what's my plan? He's kind of like, oh, okay, God, Claire's here. I want to, you know, have a good time with her. Like
maybe all the sounds of sex will get her in the mood.
Yeah, but you know what? I did feel, and so I'm like, I totally understood that part and why he took her there, because he wasn't obviously with any of these women that we know of, so it's not like he was looking at it as like, hey, like, I'm taking you to my brothel, you know. It was more like, oh, this is where I live, like, let's go back. But I also felt like his printing shop was like a much more like romantic place than the brothel.
That's
like,
why I wanted them to have sex.
Me
that's
too.
What I thought they I were thought gonna there was going to be ink involved and papers
flying. All over.
Like, I had this whole people are hashtagging like print shop reunion. I'm like, oh, they're going to get it on that printing press. Like, we're making a paper tonight.
I told, that's what I thought was going to happen. That's like in my mind when they like she first walks in and they're like in the print shop, I'm like, okay, this is a romantic spot. I see it. I see it. And then the brothel happened, but you know, whatever.
I'm sure there's gonna be like black ink all smudged all over their faces and like painting with the fingers.
I mean, I'm sure he could have found some candles.
You know, maybe spruce it up a little bit. Yeah. But okay, well, let's just get into it. The sex scenes.
Extended version.
Yeah. Thoughts on that? Any
I loved that it started off rocky because everything was going pretty smoothly throughout the day, that in my head I was like, they can't just go right back into banging each other like they used to. There's gotta be a couple missteps here.
Yeah.
So I was happy that we got a couple of those before we got the greatest line ever of like, do it now and don't be gentle. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. All right, yeah. Claire. Get it, girl.
A woman who knows what she wants and how she wants it, I can applaud that.
And we never heard her say that with Frank.
No.
Yeah,
but
definitely
even in
not.
The good years.
Yeah, right?
But I definitely agree with that. And I love how it started off rocky because, okay, they haven't seen each other in 20 years. They don't know each other. It's going to be rocky, even if they want to be sleeping together.
Yeah. I like that too. And like the in the after show when the producers were saying that it, you know, kind of shows their vulnerability and insecurities. You know, it's been 20 years. Obviously, a lot of things have changed, and how, you know, she's standing there naked and he's just like staring at her and she's like, oh, like, what are you looking at? You know, like covering her body. And then when he says, like, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, I'm like, oh, Jamie, just every time. It's perfect.
That's when the hopeless romantic in me is like, oh, see, this is what I need in a man, and this is what I can't find in a man, and why can't he be a real
person? I know. We gotta go find some stones and try to go back to
1700 skulls.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm going back to.
Yeah. Yeah, but I agree. I liked how it was kind of like they headbutted each other, and she's like, I broke my nose, and I'm like, you're a surgeon. You didn't have your nose broken. But yeah, just, and all that kind of stuff, how it wasn't just, they didn't know each other and their bodies right away, right? They still had to kind of figure out how, you know, their rhythm and how they fit together and all that kind of stuff, you know, which I thought was really, like, just kind of cute to see and nice. It was a nice thing.
Which is also exactly what happened on their wedding night, too.
Right.
Yeah. Not to keep bringing that up, but it's the same. The whole scene reminded me of the whole wedding night because, you know, it was like, okay, they do it, and then they're like, okay, let's talk, and let's just touch each other's faces, and like, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to go eat some grapes. This is sexy. Okay, let's have sex again. You know, it was just so, I was like, this is the longest night ever. I know. But I love it.
Yeah, here for it.
They kept referencing their wedding night, too.
Yeah.
So it did feel like it was basically just mirroring that whole scene over again.
Which is why it hurts my heart so much to know that Jamie is still holding back from her when here they are being open and honest, and Claire at least thinks they're laying everything out on the table, especially during that dinner when she said, we ate it slowly so we could get to know each other, and we slowly were adding in bits of our lives that happened. So it just pains me to know that he's still holding back when here we are in this very vulnerable situation being open and honest, and it just makes me think that if he had been honest from the start, the repercussions of whatever is about to happen wouldn't be as grand.
Always, yeah.
Because she did say she understands. She expected to run into his life here. It's been so many years. So she, I don't think she was expecting him to drop everything for her. But yeah, like you said, like if he's just honest with her and tells her, I think she'd be way more understanding now than if she finds out.
Yeah. You know. Well, and that makes me wonder why he wasn't open and honest with her, because even when they first see each other and he's like, oh, I have a son, and it was with another lady, you know, it seemed like he was like divulging up front, you know, like that's got to be hard for her to hear, right?
Yeah.
But it seemed like that's obviously a huge part of his life, even though he doesn't see Willie. But anyway, I wonder why he's not being honest with her. Like, I wonder what's there. Like, obviously with the business side and with another family. Like, why is he not? I don't know.
If we're onto something and there really is another woman and he's married and he has this whole other family, then maybe it's because he thinks she'll just leave again and he wants to find a better way to break it to her so that she won't.
It was sweet how he kept asking her, why are you here? And I could tell it was because he didn't want his heart to be broken again. So he wasn't ready to fully accept that she was back until he knew that she was here to stay.
Yeah.
And that this was it. She wasn't going back ever again. She's here for him 100% ride or die. And it broke my heart because I'm like, oh, he keeps asking because he doesn't want to get himself his hopes up.
Right.
And maybe that also has to do with whatever else is going on, because like, if you're here, then I need to go figure out some legal things and get annulments or something. I don't know what they do back then.
Yeah.
I don't know if divorce is accepted back in the 1700s yet. Well, I don't know when that became a thing. But
here's the thing, too, is that they're finding out, it's almost like a man in his time period, if they found out that his first wife was still alive, which marriage do they honor? The second marriage or the first marriage?
Yeah, that's true, because he thought Claire was gone forever, you know, right? But yeah, that's kind of sad for me to, you know, kind of think about too, that there's still something that's going on that when it comes out is going to be kind of like a volcano is going to erupt, you know, with whatever they find. But so then we find out that he admits that he's been smuggling alcohol and that he's been storing some of it at the brothel. So that kind of, which we've already talked about, but that just kind of shows that he's into illegal stuff. And he even mentioned, was it about the alcohol or something else that he said if he gets caught, he'll be hung? What was that he mentioned? He was talking about just some stuff he's involved in with her. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, it kind of seemed like this really weird interaction.
I don't know. that it was just the alcohol. I think it went deeper than
because
that.
Because the papers
the
that
treason
he's,
papers. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That he's printing and stuff. That's the stuff that could really not end well for him.
Yeah. So he's doing a lot of stuff that's not very good. But then we run into Ian Murray, who is Jenny and Ian's son. And I thought that was so sweet to kind of see how Claire's like, I'm your aunt, you know? And he's like, okay, Uncle Jamie's wife or whatever he said, you know? But that was kind of cool to see, too. And also with, like, how he saw Fergus, you know, it took me a while to kind of register, like, oh, yeah, okay, we're 20 years ahead. So that was kind of, did you guys have any kind of thoughts about that?
The fact that he's 16, I believe he said. So he wouldn't have even...
Oh.
Been there when Claire
was
there. So he literally has only heard stories about her. And, you know, how he said, oh, there were stories that you were a white lady and that you, you know, did
or
all
fairy.
This stuff. Or a fairy. And that you left and now you're back. And so I'm excited to see where young Ian takes us on this journey.
Yeah.
Because he seems like, from previews for next week and stuff, he just seems like a little bit of a rebel.
Yeah.
And you could clearly tell that he had something more he was gonna say to her about Jamie and stuff, but he held back. And so I'm like, hey, family loyalty.
You
don't know that this woman is actually who she says she is. You can't just blurt out your uncle's business.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he obviously knows something that Jamie's doing that Claire doesn't know. So,
and I bet it doesn't have to do with alcohol.
Yeah, it's probably a lot worse than that. But can we also talk about how Claire goes down and is sitting with the other women in the brothel, and they're like talking about ways to not get pregnant? I'm like, all their like little things that they were doing. I'm like,
put
what?
Some wine
and
they, up there.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
And she tries to give them a tip, and they're like, no, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the surgeon or anything.
Right.
But it was interesting because as she was walking down the stairs, all I kept thinking was, you're in a brothel. Why didn't you put on some clothes before you went downstairs?
Yeah.
And then she gets down there and everyone assumes that she's a new girl working.
And,
like,
and they're going to give her to
I'm
someone.
Like, not to, you know, be the person to be like, the way you dress is how people are going to treat you. But Claire, you're in a brothel and you're coming down with your robe, like, not even fully on. You're just, like, so relaxed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, no wonder they think you work here.
I know. Well, and she seemed, like, very kind of, like, in this high, right? Like, in this high of, like, oh, just met... like reintroduced herself to her like love of her life and had sex all night, you know.
Yeah.
And then so at the very end of the episode we see a very mean man, Barton, I think his name is, that looks like he's looking for Jamie's ledgers, and is threatening to rape Claire, which, you know, not good ever, and not happy to see that, but it looks like that's going to kind of be a bad scene, judging by what we see from next week.
I was so mad when the screen turned black and didn't come back up.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, because, you know, they did that a couple times throughout the episode where it went black, and then for a second I was like, wait, was that the end of the okay, it's back.
Yeah.
And in that moment I was like, no, what's going, it took me from my euphoric high
I know.
That Claire was on of, like, you know, that sex high, she's like walking all bow-legged and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this man's in the room attacking her. I'm like,
I know,
oh my gosh, what's happening?
Yeah
But I have a feeling, and this isn't even just from the previews, but even before the previews, I just have a feeling she's going to be able to hold her own.
Yeah. I thought Jamie was going to come and, like, you know, rescue her and save her. But after the seeing the previews of next week, it looks like she handles her business.
Well.
Yeah. Like our girl Claire does. So, all right. Well, that is, I guess, we kind of went through the whole episode. Are there any other final thoughts or things that anybody feels they want to talk about before we wrap up completely?
We have some comments in the chat.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So, okay, we have, well, okay, so Rosalva Cardiel, I'm so sorry if I said that wrong, he told her about Willie sooner than in the book.
Oh, huh. That's good to know.
Eric Jackson says, wonder if something happened with Willie's adopted parents.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Kay Rancine says, sponge dipped in vinegar and... Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Put it up your... Yeah. Never heard that one before.
And then, I'm not trying it.
I know. No, we're not going to test that out.
And then Danielle Hedgie says, Claire kills him. He won't do anything to her. I think that's her prediction.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Based on what we saw in the previews. Yeah. It's a good prediction.
Yeah. That's my prediction, too.
Totally. Well, yeah, I guess we might as well just go into predictions right now. So, what do we think is going to happen next week?
I think that Claire killing this guy or whatever ends up happening to him isn't going to be good for Jamie's business. So basically, Claire's been back home for 12 hours and already stirring up trouble in the neighborhood again.
Yeah.
It's like the witch trial all over again.
Yeah.
I really think we're onto something with this whole Jamie situation. I don't necessarily believe it's another family because the way he was so willing to open up about Willie. Mm-hmm. And as a parent, I'm not a parent, but as my friends who are parents, all they talk about is their kids.
Right.
So it felt very parental of him to share after finding out Brianna, like, oh, and then Willie, and they brought up Faith, which made me cry. So I'm not sure that he would hide another child if he was so open to talk about Willie, but there's definitely something going on in another marriage or a wife somewhere, but no one in the town seemed to know that he had any wife. So it just seems like he might be living two sort of lives right now.
Yeah.
And that was even before Claire was really involved.
Right. That's good.
I think he is married. I think he has stepkids, but they're not actually his. And that the reason why he's hiding it is because he thinks he's going to lose Claire if he tells her. But yeah, he does live these two different lives in two different towns. And maybe he was forced into the marriage somehow. Because when he first got to the town, he still sort of was like a, you know, not a servant, but he wasn't just completely a free man, right? Like he did have some.
No, he was free when he left the house, but he probably didn't. I mean, he didn't have any work or anything, so he had to start somewhere.
Yeah,
start from scratch.
I have a feeling he got roped into a marriage and now he's stuck.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think that Claire, it's like just right back where we left off with her getting into
trouble.
Jamie and Claire just getting in trouble every place they go. So yeah, I think that's going to be really bad with whoever's looking for Jamie or whoever he's in cahoots with, the killing of that guy. But I'm glad she did it, regardless. And then yeah, I think we are onto something with him having another life somewhere. I hope it's not anything serious. It doesn't seem like it is, since he's so willing to just kind of be like, this is my wife. But I think that it's going to be a lot more complicated than maybe he thinks, you know, at whatever scene is happening there. So yeah, I'm excited though that they're so back excited together.
So I've been so long for that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was a good episode. All right, well, that was episode 6, A Malcolm. I'm Emily Harlan. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at OMG It's Emily. And where can they follow you?
I'm Tiana, and you can find me at The Tiana Hobson.
And I'm Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman, or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. I also host the AfterBuzz Young and the Restless show on Sundays right before the show, and I'm part of the Ray Donovan panel on Tuesday nights.
Awesome. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.